is magic.
And it's complete for the touchdown. Corbett, the rookie from Boomer. He grew up in Garfield, New Jersey, 10 minutes from Giants Stadium.
A short of a first down, Wayne Corbett. Corbett was able to work free. What a move by Wayne Corbett.
Absolutely unbelievable. You're talking about a kid who is just all heart.
Welcome to the Underdog Jets podcast with Wayne Corbett and Robbie Sabo. And we are back, the Underdog Jets podcast with Wayne Corbett. Jets X Factor, of course, wherever podcasts are, the App Store, iTunes, Google, Spotify, and we are post-draft now, which was an interesting one for the Jets. I mean, Fashanu at 11, Malachi Corley in the third round. Great trade down from 10 to 11. We want to get Wayne's thoughts here, especially on Corley. We'll go through some all 22 clips at the end. Ask Wayne anything as we're live on YouTube. Wayne, I know you were at the draft party. How did that go that night? And what'd you think about the Joe Douglas draft?
No, it's good. Draft party is great. Always fun hanging out with Lavernius and meeting some of the younger guys. But yeah, I liked it. Definitely liked the first pick. You know, it was the smart move. I know everybody wanted Bowers, but I think we got that receiver, that offensive weapon with Corley in the third. Loved the running back. Wasn't too sure about the second running back, why that was a need. But overall, you know, I'm picking up the quarterback from Florida State. I thought they did a really good draft.
You know, it's funny that we both had the same thoughts on Isaiah Davis, that second back, when we first looked at the highlights. He doesn't jump off the page. He's not impressive. It doesn't look like there's a burst, right? It doesn't look like there's much there because the competition is a lot less in terms of what he faced. But I think the more you look at him, the more impressive he becomes. Like, his 40 time was pretty solid for a running back. It was 4.5, low 4.5. So pretty solid. He's growing on me. Let's put it that way.
Now, listen, like I said, we looked at the film for at that level.
It's
I thought we were going to see like big home run plays and this and that. I mean, it looked like he could run the ball hard, but compared to the stats and film on Allen, the kid from Wisconsin, Allen, he runs hard and he's put together, man. I saw some film of him.
Yeah, dude, Braylon Allen. And it's funny, Joe Blewett, our film guy, was doing some film on his pass blocking, his pass pro.
Yeah.
Tweeted one of them out and Braylon Allen actually saw it. And his quote was, I forgot what his quote was, but it was something to the effect of, I'm going to make sure Rodgers plays five more years or something like that. So he's ready to pass block for Rodgers.
Right. Good. That's good to hear. But yeah, definitely some pieces like we talked about them moving on the offensive lineman in free agency, picking up Mike Williams, gave them the flexibility to do what they needed to. And, you know, trading back and getting an extra pick. How can you complain about the draft? We're definitely a better team than we were going in. Now it's just a matter of everything coming together.
Yeah, and that's the key. Everyone, it's easy to forget. Trading down from 10 to 11, that's not an easy feat because you really got to scare that team into thinking that you're going to trade with another team that wants a QB. So, you know, picking up those extra picks was huge. Here's that article I referenced, Braylon Allen. For everyone who's watching it live, here's the tweet and the film clip as it comes up. Braylon Allen, nice little was that a DB or an edge? You see that right
it's
here?
It's not playing on mine.
Oh, it's not playing on your end?
No.
I might be sharing the wrong screen. Yeah, I'm sharing the wrong screen.
There you go.
All right. So watch him right here to the left, Wayne. Oh, it's a DB. Boom.
Oh.
oh my goodness.
That'll learn them to come in that hard.
Yeah. So it was definitely a pressure by the defense. And for those listening, Braylon Allen just pretty much had edge responsibility on that side. If an extra runner came, tackle took the crashing edge and he crashed hard. So when he crashes, someone's going to replace. Actually, it's not, it might've been a linebacker, but whoever it was.
Yeah.
And then Allen saw it. Here we go. Sharing this screen. Allen, it's not here, but Allen basically saw it and said, hey, I'm going to make sure Rodgers plays a few more years. So you got to love seeing that from the rookie right away.
Yeah. You know what? He's coming in, being vocal, but not, you know, overly, you know, Aaron and Corley are, you know, texting and texting each other and getting along. And Rodgers, big news is no limitations for minicamp. How do you feel about that?
He was almost ready to return last year, right? So it's what we expected. The other thing is Jordan Travis, the rookie quarterback. He, you know, a lot of people thought about him as a second rounder until he got hurt. Yeah. So it's a pretty solid deal. I got some pictures I'll bring up too. I was at rookie minicamp last Friday. He was on the bike. He's obviously not healthy enough to practice in full, but nothing bulky on his ankle. Like, he looked okay.
Yeah. Like I said, he talked about coming back last year, but you can't protect him forever. He's got to go out there and do all the drills and go through everything. You can't just say, all right, we're going to put him in bubble wrap till September. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to have to do all this, do all the extra work, do stuff between mini camp and training camp and come in and be smart. I mean, you don't want him out there when he did not with the 1A line, you know what I mean?
Right.
But he's going to have to move around. The more he does now, the better it will be come training camp.
Yeah, here's Jordan Travis on the bike, pretty much right in front of the media. The media was up top. When you look over the two fields, and there was a lot of tryout kids there, Wayne, a lot. Six quarterbacks, they've signed one. Colby Suits was the guy they signed.
Yeah.
And they definitely need an extra quarterback because when you look at Aaron Rodgers, you look at Tyrod Taylor, who's also been injury prone. You don't want to throw him out there in preseason a lot. And Jordan Travis, who's injured, they're going to need another arm.
What was Tyrod Taylor's injury last year?
I don't remember what it was specifically, but I know that he's missed a lot of time. Let's bring up his injury history.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Like, if we had Tyrod Taylor last year as a backup to Aaron Rodgers, I believe we are a playoff team.
Yes.
Or very close in the last week of the season playing for a wild card or something. I mean, he's been around a decade and he started a couple teams and definitely capable, definitely comfortable having him on the field if need be. And, getting Travis, prepared, a lot more depth than we had last year in that quarterback room.
Yeah, for sure. He, late October, 2023, chest rib. So midsection, you're looking at ribs, chest, 2022, concussion, 2021, hand, wrist, ligament tear, a thigh and a hamstring as well, 2020, chest rip. It's a litany, as you could see.
Yeah.
So Colby Suits looked pretty good. I also like the other kid, Ben Bryant from Northwestern. I don't think they didn't sign him, but he looked the part as well. I'll throw out some notes for you. It's always good to see some of the local guys they bring in on the tryouts.
Yeah.
You look at them. Sometimes it's going to be an uphill climb, but it's really they're great stories.
Yeah, this thing here with Tyrod's injury guide with the red spots.
Yeah,
you see where that four is on the head?
Yes,
there would be like 13 red dots. It would be covering my whole head, my whole face, and then maybe some scattered at the shoulders, broken foot, all that stuff.
I should tell this website to get a Wayne Corbett profile. Yeah. I don't think they do athletes of the past though.
13 concussions and two broken noses. Yeah, I'd just be like a, you know.
You'd be like an Advil commercial.
So, heard there was a story about one of the firefighters.
Yes.
What, you know, when you tell everybody about that, who hasn't heard that?
So I don't know the specifics. I know JetX covered it. I'm going to bring it up for us. McSweeney was his name. And one of his family members, I don't remember exactly. Yeah. We'll bring it up here. Here we go. Rookie minicamp tryout, carrying 9/11 hero dad's dream. Let's share that screen quickly. Yeah, it is Timothy McSweeney. His father was Timothy McSweeney, was an FDNY firefighter, lost his life on 9/11. His son Patrick participated in Jets rookie minicamp as a tight end. Patrick was 9 months old when his father passed away. And this is just one of those, you know, tryout stories, as I mentioned. That was tremendous.
Yeah. I mean, that's the stuff, you know, you like to hear and like to see. It'd be a great story if you know, gets to camp and you know, makes the roster. You know, that's why I love sports. Mm-hmm. Stories like that. And you know, kids who overcome odds and you know, and just need a chance, essentially. And this kid is one of them.
Absolutely. And shout out to Reef Gabord for covering it on JetX and Ethan Greenberg, who had the original story for NewYorkJets.com.
Here's a good question from New York Flights Jets Talk. Where do we see Izzy on the depth chart for a running back?
It's a tough one. I think entering camp, I think he's going to be number two. But that's because of a philosophy in terms of Salah never wanting to give the rookies a head start, make them earn it. And I remember back when Sauce was drafted, Sauce and Bryce were still splitting first team reps well into August. And it was crazy. So I think he's going to start at two, but eventually I think Braylon Allen's going to pass him swiftly. And it's going to be a battle between him and Isaiah Davis for number three.
You know what though? I think there's more of a chance of Izzy playing special teams. I don't know if they're going to put Braylon, the new kid, on special teams. I don't think he's going to be running down on kickoffs.
Yeah, I agree.
Probably be really good at it, but I don't see him being a gunner. You know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if he would be on him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would he be a returner? Has he ever returned kicks?
I think he had a couple opportunities last year, not many. But remember, too, they have Gibson, Xavier Gibson, and Corley. And they could do both. So I think Izzy might be the number two kick returner behind Gibson. You know, leave Corley at punt return and mainly offense. And speaking of Corley, let's check out some of this All 22 film. Out of the a slot wheel here, basically. Everyone see the screen right here?
Yeah.
Slot wheel, cooked. I mean, he sold it really hard with a really hard outcut, out and up. I don't even know if I'm going to call it a wheel. I mean, I guess you can, but it's more of a double move.
Yeah, this kid, if anybody hadn't seen the film, this kid is violent when he runs. He has most yards after catch in the last two seasons in all of college football. And you can see it. I mean, he's running hard. You know, they call him a younger Debo Samuel. I believe, trust me, this kid is running hard, breaking tackles. Every play, he's falling forward. I am really excited about this kid. I know we didn't get, Rome or Neighbors or Harrison, but in the third round, this kid's a steal, man. I'm telling you, this kid's going to have a monstrous year.
Yes, he is. And he's not the most polished route runner, but that's okay with what he's going to do for the Jets. I mean, look at this shallow cross on a mesh concept. Shallow cross, as easy as it gets. Anyone can run that and catch it, and he's going to be a yak monster.
There's four blue jerseys there, and this kid's like, I'm scoring.
gone. How does he not get tackled there?
Dude, because he's just running hard, running violent. Sometimes you don't want to stick your head in the air when this kid's like this. You got great balance. Very excited about this kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I saw him on Friday, he stood out. We weren't so close. We were up top, like I said, but he stood out. Yeah. He's listed at 5'11", but he doesn't look 5'11". He looks taller.
Yeah.
And he is put together. Like, he's a unit.
Yeah. I like this kid. So where are we at now? We have basically Garrett, and then we have Williams.
Yep.
We've got this kid. We've got Lazard.
Yep. Gibson. Gibson.
And Brownlee. Yeah. Here's the thing. People don't realize taking care of the offensive line. Long and short of it, we got three basically starters with Tyron and Moses. And the other guy from the Ravens. But essentially, we got a fourth new starter because Vera Tucker is back.
Yes.
You could almost count him as a signing, him coming back if he stays healthy. And that could be the same thing with Lazard. We're counting out Lazard, which can be a great top four, receivers, size, mm-hmm. and, good hands and stuff like that. So, I'm not counting Lazard out. I still think he's going to be a weapon if Aaron stays healthy.
Yeah, and look at this one, Wayne. I mean, another wheel from the slot, but he recognizes this is big at the NFL level. The defense is perfect. The coverage is perfect for a wheel. Recognizes it and doesn't come back, but adjusts perfectly.
I haven't seen all of film. Obviously, you see the best plays in these highlights, but I didn't hear anything about drops. Didn't hear anything about, what kind of kid he is. Oh, it's a great kid. Catch the ball. Great in traffic. Right after catch. Pleasure to be around. Very coachable. I don't see any holes in his game. What's the name of his quarterback throwing right now? Do you have any clue? I mean, imagine what Aaron Rodgers throwing to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No clue whatsoever.
Yeah.
And then here's the last bit on Corley. What we saw on Friday, the video is too small. He's working off to the side. They went 7-on-7s in rookie minicamp, but Corley's not going to be involved. Like he's a third round, nearly first team guy already. So he's not going to be involved. So he worked off to the side, just like Fashanu did too.
Yeah. So I saw Rucker at the draft party. Is he, mm-hmm. him and Conklin are, 1A and 1B right now?
Yeah, I think so. I think Conklin's probably 1 and Ruckert's 2, especially in the passing game when they go 11 personnel. But when they're in 12 personnel or when it's a blocking situation, I think Ruckert might have the edge because of his blocking.
Yeah, it just seemed like the kid was ready to go. I talked to him a little bit.
Was he fiery?
He was pretty, pretty tame. You can see he's kind of, been prepared for this. We're at the, I think I said this on the other show, me and Lavernius are walking in the tunnel back to the cars after what we had to do, autographs and stuff. And mm-hmm. on a golf cart with a bunch of rows, it's all the young guys going past me. Lamarnie says 2 hip replacements. I can barely walk. And these guys are on the cart going by us. I'm like, come on, man.
These guys adding insult to injury right there.
But yeah, it was dry. I was good. Talked to some of the guys, a lot of excitement, but there's a comment here. Looks like by Yeti. Isn't there a song that starts with the first comment on his, what's that song?
Is this what he's talking about? This comment right here on the screen? Wayne, did you ever know that you're my hero?
Song. I thought it was going to be more of a song.
You're talking about the Foo Fighters song? There Goes My Hero?
All right. So, it made the Jets fan a lot easier. I appreciate it. Looks like you got a great family there, but yeah, it's funny. I always love seeing comments like that from people. You know, I did some great cameos recently, and just hearing those compliments and hearing the stories Mila Verney's had it, you know, from fans, the older fans, and them telling their younger kids, hey, these are the guys I used to watch. Certainly still makes me feel good. And he made a 10-7 last year with Tyrod Easy. I agree.
Shout out to John H. I don't want to give out his last name just in case, but he reached out to me to get to Wayne, basically thanking Wayne for the you saw what I sent you, right, Wayne?
Yeah. It's crazy. You know, some of the comments, you know, I got a comment from on Twitter just saying that it's crazy that they had the dad had passed and they actually buried him in my jersey with a ticket stub in his hand. I'm like, geez, I'm like,
yes,
that's insane. You know, the impact you think you have on people. Always humbled, you know, and proud to hear stories like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, keep it coming. I mean, it's appreciated, for sure. No matter if it's Wayne, me, anybody. So yeah, draft is in the books. Rookie minicamp is in the books. OTAs will be starting in a week or two. I think, not late May, but like May 20 something. So we're getting rolling.
What, did the Rangers game start?
They did. I'm trying not to distract myself.
No score.
I saw they were on the penalty kill, and I think they killed it off. I don't know. Eagle Fang is commenting in here, trying to get my blood boiling.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that New York sports? Freaking Rangers and Knicks, right?
And
now.
The Knicks. That Knicks team is a throwback with heart and hustle, and Tibbs takes so much crap for how he overworks guys and too many minutes. But what he doesn't get credit for is these guys are the most conditioned players in the league by far. Like, they never die at the end of games. They, if anything, they overcome stuff at the end of games when other teams are fading.
Let me ask you this. Can we give kudos to, you know, Knicks management?
Leon Rose.
Like, listen, Brunson, I knew he was good, you know, but he was in Luka's shadow.
Yeah.
And, you know, bringing in Hart, bringing in DiVincenzo and, you know, OG, that's awesome job, man, to make them what they are and without Randall out there. Brunson, he had more points than the Sixers had in that whole series, comes out with 40-something. This kid, you know, how old is he? He's young.
27, 26. Yeah, something around there. And Wayne, you're right. Like, people, the narrative, ESPN and the mainstream, when they signed Brunson, there was nepotism accusations because of Leon Rose and that relationship and Brunson's father and his history with the Knicks. No one thought he'd turn out to be this good, even the biggest Brunson fan like me. So credit to them, and credit to them for hiring Tibbs too before Brunson. Like, a lot of teams didn't want to touch Tibbs, and they did. And he turned it around right away.
Right. So people understand in sports, like, not so much baseball, but when you get these guys that are twos and threes and whatnot, from different teams, and you want to bring them in to be that guy, you know, to be him, it's not that easy. Some people, it's easier to be a two or a three because they don't have the pressure.
Yeah.
The spotlight's not on them. They don't have the posters in Times Square. But he came in at a Luka's shadow, and he has, you know, taken over that team and led them. And it's not an easy thing to do because you see that all the time in football, you know, different positions. They just, it doesn't translate. But this kid is special, Brunson.
Yeah, that and the way they play as a team, like you said, it's not easy in the NBA to be a coach and get these guys to play as a team. And the other thing, the Pacers, a lot of fans thought this was going to be a walkover. Pacers roster doesn't look great, not compared to Philly, but Carlisle, the coach for Indiana, is just as good as Tibbs. So, you know, these are two teams that are really good teams in terms of a unit.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's really much ego with the Knicks. You know, Hart's out there. He's playing 48 minutes.
Yeah, 48.
DiVincenzo can shoot from anywhere. And he's got the confidence. You know, Brunson, you know, I like Randall, but maybe him not. being there helped? You know what I mean?
The
dynamic there. I mean, because he would bring the ball up a lot, which is just like, all right, is he gonna drive or shoot it or whatnot? And I like him, but just the team chemistry has been different. Does he have a chance of coming back?
I don't think so. And I think you're right. It helps without Randall. They're a better team everywhere, defensively, defensive rotations, offensive ball movement. The only place they're not as good is when they need that second score in an ISO situation late. But that's it. Like every other situation, they're better without him. And OG Anunoby, it's a shame how people overlook defense in all sports because he is so freaking good, OG Anunoby. It's amazing.
He was part of that team that won the Raptors, right?
Yep. He was really young, second year maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe a rookie. I don't even remember. But he got some minutes. Like he contributed big time.
Who did they give up for him?
It was RJ Barrett and Quickly.
Wow. I mean,
and they got Achiuwa. They got Achiuwa too.
It didn't work out with Barrett. Quickly could be anything, but man, they made some good moves, man.
They did. It's all coming full circle. In 94, Rangers won the cup. Knicks got to the finals. Rangers were a number one seed. Knicks were a number two seed. And that was the spring when OJ did his white Bronco thing. Okay.
And that's what you remember the most?
Yes. And we also had an earthquake and a solar eclipse that year. Okay. Right. 30 years later, this year, OJ is very, very passed away. He ends his saga. We had an eclipse. We had an earthquake. Rangers one seed, President's Trophy, Knicks two seed. It's fate, Wayne. It's going to happen.
The Rangers, that was the year with Messier and all that?
Yeah. Yep. They broke the curse.
Game when they won the Stanley Cup. Yeah.
You were at game seven?
Going around.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Playing Simply the Best by Tina Turner.
Yes. Yeah, that was his
song. I was there. I was at that game. I guess I was a senior in college. Me and my dad won. I had the hat that said champions and the white. Yeah.
To the side.
I was there. Yeah.
Wow. You lucky son of a bitch. Great game to be at. Yeah. He picked that Simply the Best song.
Oh, Rangers scored.
Did he really?
Yep. That's what it says.
I'm on a streaming app, so I might be like 20 seconds behind. Let's see here. Vostovic in the corner, out to the point. Uh-oh, Lafreniere. Yep, Lafreniere scored. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, there's no like, I've seen that before. All of a sudden, it's 1-0, and you blink, and it's back to nothing because it was offside.
I know, because it gets taken away. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the clock has ticked since.
Nice.
Wow, that's huge.
Nice. What was I talking about? Yeah, you're at 94. That's great. Oh, he picked Simply the Best because he won five cups with Edmonton. So he was kind of rubbing it in Edmonton's face. Like, this cup was the best. That's the story I heard.
Gotcha. Yeah.
All right, folks, get your final comments in before we wrap it up here. Use discount code 80 on the newly designed Jets X Factor site. If you don't know why my hair is gray, it was brown 3 months ago. It's because I've been working on this site for 3 months, driving myself nuts, and it's finally live, thank God. So use discount code 80. A lot of membership content coming, especially from me this summer and this season. And rate and review and give us 5 stars on iTunes. That's always the best.
Yeah, rate, review, all that stuff. Definitely check out the content. For what you sent me is pretty cool.
There's a Wayne Krabet legend page on the site. I think we have 10 legends on the site. You, Revis, Mangold, Namath, Maynard, Altoon, of course, Wesley Walker. Who else? Gastineau, Klecko. I think we got 10 pages right now. We're going to try to expand it to like 20 eventually.
All right. Sounds good, man. Good show. Like I said, great draft. You know, free agency. We're locked and loaded. I'm not saying they won't pick something else up, but it's we're ready to go to camp and see what happens.
Let's roll. OTA's next. We'll catch you guys later.